Nolte, Snow White and Robert De Niro's The Alto Knights Look Like Box Office Bombs. By John Nolte on March 22, 2025. The Disney Grooming Syndicate's woke remake of Snow White is already shaping up to be a box office bomb. This dreadful bastardization of Walt Disney's 1937 masterpiece starring Rachel Zegler opened on 4,200 screens this weekend, cost $270 million to produce, around another $100 million to promote, and will only open to about $45 million. For context, Tim Burton's live-action remake of Dumbo opened to $46 million in 2019 and went on to gross $115 million domestic and $353 million worldwide. It cost $100 million less than Snow White and is not only considered a box office bomb but is, so far, the lowest grosser from this round of Disney live-action remakes. Also bombing this weekend is The Alto Knights, the fifth movie pairing director Barry Levinson and star Robert De Niro. This poorly reviewed gangster drama where, for some reason, De Niro plays both main characters, was released in 2,651 theaters and will only gross around $3 million. Bad day for Trump haters Zegler and De Niro. Teehee. The Alto Knights is done. Toast. Finito. Over and out. We won't know the true fate of Snow White until next weekend. Mufasa. The Lion King opened to an awful $35 million in December but went on to gross $253 million domestic and a respectable $717 million global. Granted, that was during the holidays, but Snow White has no real competition until Minecraft hits theaters in 2 weeks. Children's movies frequently hold in there and surprise us. However, word of mouth does not appear to be so hot for Snow White. The current IMDb rating from everyday people who claim to have seen the movie is 2.4 out of 10 after 16,000 votes. Snow White earned a B+ from CinemaScore, which is only okay. Back in 2019, Dumbo earned an A. Rotten Tomatoes scores the Snow White remake as 44% rotten. Viewers, however, gave the movie a 71% fresh score. 6 years ago, Dumbo earned a 46% rotten score from critics and a 47% rotten score from moviegoers. Snow White's best hope is little girls. Those under the age of 12 gave the movie 5 stars. Among all those polled who have seen it, Snow White earned only 3 stars and a terrible definite recommend score of just 39%. If your kids force you to see Snow White, here is the best advice I could offer in my review. If you must see this movie, the good news is that there's no gay stuff, and I suggest you leave right after the poisoned apple drops Snow White dead. That way you at least get a satisfying ending. Hey, I'm here to help. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.